fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the broadcast, welcome to the program. New listeners all across the country. Miami, how you doing? Great to have you here. All the way up to Boston, some of our newest listeners up in Boston. All of you on Super Talk Mississippi, covering the entire state of Mississippi on every FM station out there, the Super Talk stations. Great to have you here. California, all of those of you on the digital cable radio network in cities across the nation, hundreds and hundreds of stations carrying this program. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a good one. I opened up the previous hour of the show talking a little bit about evil, and I want to carry that theme into the intro here before we go to my next guest, and that's Armed American Radio's political analyst, the great Second Amendment, award-winning Second Amendment journalist over at Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. AWR's on the line. We'll get to him in just a second, but I want to get some of his comments because I think we really can't have any discussion moving forward until we accept a couple things here, and we need to be honest with ourselves. Both of us need to be honest with ourselves here. And I talked about having learned the lesson over the last few hours and days that evil, in fact, exists. And putting aside some of the politics for just a couple of moments, I want to focus with you again in just a couple of minutes here in this segment, discussing a topic that we frequently talk about together here on Armed American Radio, and that's the fact that evil is real, that bad people do bad things, and we have to accept that we're powerless to stop it. Evil has been here since the dawn of man. Before the dawn of man, frankly. It's been a fight between good and evil since the dawn of time. And we've learned two brutal lessons over the last few days and hours. The young Marine, beaten within inches of his life, attacked by a group of racist thugs using that phony Black Lives Matter, which was born out of the hands up, don't shoot, the whole lie. The whole thing's a lie. All lives matter. You follow that up with the randomness of an evil monster in Kalamazoo, Michigan, murdering six innocent people at random. Listen to what I'm telling you, at random. No motive other than to apparently kill for the fun of it. This is evil at its most evil. It's evil at its core. It's hard to get any more evil than that. You know, I was watching American Sniper last night, middle of the night. I'm prone to be up in the middle of the night. Had a cold, you know, couldn't sleep. And Chris Kyle character, played by Bradley Cooper, made the comment, man, I've never seen evil like that before. Talking about the young child being used, or the mother being used, using a child to blow himself up at a column of oncoming Marines. This is evil. And it's out there. And that there are people in this country who believe that we can just sniff fairy dust farts and make it all go away. That we can drop flyers on ISIS and they're just going to pay attention. Stop being bad. Don't cut heads off anymore. Let's just talk. Can't we all just get along? No, we can't. And some of those people are just clueless people that drive around with coexist stickers. You know, like the guy that my son and I saw today in the little meet car, you know, little smart car with the I love Hillary, you know, grown man, who knows. But we can't all just get along. And it's important that we understand this. There are also those on the other side of the spectrum who get it, like we do. But there are those who rank right up there with evil itself. And these are the people who know darn good and well the bad people do bad things, don't care, and will take away your right to defend yourself and make it their life's work to take that right from you. That is just as evil, maybe more so, because they know what they're doing. They didn't snap. They're doing it intentionally. And in this crazy political climate that we're in, and Scalia now gone, and a Supreme Court seat open, that seat will determine, it will be filled eventually, and that seat will determine the direction of this nation in the courts for generations to come. My children will, and they're 11 and 13, will know nothing else than the direction that this court takes over the course of this next election, because there will be more than Scalia. This is how vital your vote is. So understand that evil is out there, evil is real, and there are people just as evil trying to take our rights and our freedoms from us. With that, I'll go to AWR Hawkins. AWR, did I miss anything there, do you think?
No, you didn't miss anything. And people have to understand that, you know, the left likes to blame mental illness and other things. Not saying that that doesn't come into play from time to time, but, you know, the left, you have the law-abiding citizen, you have the mentally ill, and you have the criminal. And the left likes to constantly use the mentally ill to pass more laws to infringe on the rights of the law-abiding citizen. Here's the problem. It's not always a mentally ill person that does something. It is very often someone who is simply evil, and that evilness shows itself in criminality. And you're exactly right. I don't know that as individuals we can deal with that, except to be prepared, be ready, and understand that at any moment, something can happen. If you were in Kalamazoo, you were standing in a parking lot last night,
right. And
Dalton pulled right up and just opened fire on you randomly. You've got to think about that. You've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, can we even be? You know, this is the frightening part that a lot of people don't like to accept. I like to say that if you fail, AWR Hawkins, to accept that evil exists, in other words, if you're that clueless guy driving around coexisting, you know, we can all just get along and really believing that, and you're not paying attention, then evil is bound to visit you at some point in time, because it will find you. And a lot of people don't understand that. Now, I'm not blaming the victim here at all. What I'm doing is I'm blaming the person who says that this isn't real, that this isn't going to happen to me, that denies evil's existence, and by doing so, puts all of us in a dangerous position. Is that making any sense?
No, it does make sense, you know, because people who deny the reality of evil, they don't support politicians who want to pass laws that would curb the ability of evil people to do things. And politicians that understand evil are pro-gun, because they know that the citizenry must be ready. Ultimately, odds are almost 100%. There won't be a policeman with me when an evil person strikes. So I'm going to need to be able to handle that evil on my own. And only a politician who understands the reality of evil will vote for me to have the tools necessary at that moment.
You know, I went as far as calling those, and I'll name them, the Every Town for Gun Safety's, Michael Bloomberg's, and many others. It's easy to pick on them because they are very well-funded right now. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, AW, on a side note, that the Brady campaign, don't even worry about them anymore. They're almost irrelevant now with Bloomberg's money and the Everytowns. I'm not sure how they're handling that internally. They're trying to stay relevant from time to time. But again, I digress. I do that a lot on the show when I get sidetracked. But in this case, I believe that those organizations are in and of themselves, by at their very core, evil, because their entire purpose and function is to keep me defenseless in the face of evil. Now, I don't know, I do know, but I want to hear you respond, if you think that's too harsh or not.
No, well, they're at the least, they're enablers for evil, at the least, because...
Okay, I'll buy that.
Because they keep, what they do is they, especially when they run these campaigns to go gunless for women and different things, you know, what they end up doing is they're pushing inadvertently, or perhaps on purpose, but inadvertently, I'll give them benefit of the doubt. They're pushing what will make single moms defenseless. Right now, a single mom, just by the definition, she doesn't have a man at home. It's up to her to defend the kids. It's up to her to defend the house. And the way she does that is with that Smith & Wesson bodyguard, or that .38 special revolver, or that Glock that she has. And once they pass laws that either force her to lock that in a safe via safe storage requirements, or they just make it impossible for her to get via so many numerous gun control hoops she has to jump through, the family's defenseless, because they've rendered the mom defenseless. And that's an evil position. There's no way to call you wrong for that. It is. It's an evil position, and it risks human life.
Well, they're responsible. That mindset and that type of rule not only risks human life, it has cost human life. And I can't say that that's not evil in any way, right, shape, or form. Gun-free zones kill people. People who push gun-free zones get people killed. And that's the reality of what we're talking about. We've got so much to talk with you about. You've written some amazing work over at AWR Hawkins over at Breitbart News. We're going to cover as much of it as we can cram in to this hour. Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst, AWR Hawkins, for the remainder of this hour. Turn it up. Don't turn it off. Boy, it's going to be a good one.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios, where we've got a dynamite hour for you. Couple things. Yeah, I'm going to be giving you some information coming up after the next break when we come back from the rejoiner about the USCCA, a site that I need to send you to for John Lott, who is looking for our assistance. We will always help John Lott any way we can. And believe me, when you're talking about the Crime Prevention Research Center and the work that they're doing, there ain't anybody else doing what he's doing on your behalf. That much I can promise you. And just a whole bunch of fun stuff. And I hear some of that rejoiner music. I'll go ahead and tease you in this hour, but we're changing up. You're going to hear some incredible changes coming to the program, the flavor of the program here in the next few weeks. We're going to be retuning, if you will, the bumper music, the rejoiners, even the intro and the outro. So stay tuned. We got a lot of fun stuff going. As this show grows, we're going to grow right with you. So thanks for everything you do. And all you new listeners across the country, great to have you here. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, Second Amendment journalist, award-winning. I'm honored to be able to stand there on the stage with you and speak with you and take a picture with you when I'll toot my own horn here too. Got that 2015 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award and got to stand next to the Second Amendment Journalist of the Year at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. I'm sure you'll be at the GRPC in Tampa, Florida next year too, back in my hometown, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
What a great weekend that is. And can we talk now about, you're going to be speaking in Georgia. I guess we can let that cat out of the bag, right?
Right. Yeah, it's out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to speak in Georgia at the Georgia Carry Conference in August. I believe I speak August 13th. I believe the conference starts on August 12th, though. And I could be wrong. It could start on the 11th, and I speak on the 12th. But I think it starts the 12th. I speak the 13th, and I look forward to it. Those are great people. That is a super organization, and I look forward to being there with them.
Well, and I got to tell you, I get to MC that event. I'm one of the original members, about 100 members of that organization. So I get to intro you to that amazing organization, and I cannot wait. And you're right, it's that Saturday, whether it's the 12th or 13th, I'll have to look on the calendar. But you will be speaking that Saturday. Can't wait. So if you're a Georgia Carry member, even if you're not a Georgia Carry member, you don't have to live in Georgia. Join. Come see AWR speak at the Georgia Carry Convention. I know we've got a lot of people coming up from Florida and some other places that want to come up and hear you and meet you. So looking forward to that. All right, let me get back to this thing about evil we're talking about. I can't think of anything worse than going after our veterans. And today on Breitbart, Catch 22, vets fear loss of gun rights if they seek treatment for PTSD. This is flat out evil, not just wrong. It's flat out evil. Explain what this headline means.
Well, what it means is, I tried to sum up the whole story with that title, but there are veterans who are scared to death about PTSD treatment, that if they seek it, post-traumatic stress syndrome treatment, that they will be labeled mentally ill and denied their gun rights. And I was in Atlanta for a Breitbart meeting on Wednesday, and I spoke to a rally there, and we while I spoke, there was a gentleman up front in a wheelchair, and I spoke to that gentleman. Forgive me, it was emotional just to talk to him. I spoke to that gentleman before and after, and when I walked up to him, he was a vet, and we had talked about so many things, and he looked up at me from that wheelchair. He goes, "What are you going to do to be sure they don't take my gun rights away because of PTSD?" I was brokenhearted. Here's this man. He can't use his legs because of his defense of my freedom and your freedom and his freedom. And he feels that he's at risk of losing his guns and his gun rights if he goes to get treatment for the trauma, the syndrome that he deals with due to his combat and his battle. And this is all an outgrowth of Obama's expression on January 5th that he's doing everything he can to broaden what mental health covers so that he can broaden the number of people who are barred from owning a gun based on a mental health determination. And veterans are scared to death. It shouldn't be that way. It's un-American, but that's what we're dealing with.
No, un-American is a term I use frequently on this show, as you know. and I stand by the use of that term. There's nothing more un-American and just flat-out evil than coming after the very people who fight and die, bleed, and suffer for our right to bear arms. I want you to listen to one of the lines from A.W.R. Hawkins' piece. Again, this piece is titled Catch-22, Vets Fear Loss of Gun Rights If They Seek Treatment for PTSD. It's up on Breitbart right now. Take a listen, just this one line. He said he lives with the added anxiety of questioning his every trip to the doctor, fearing that he is one visit away from having his gun rights snuffed out by none other, AWR, than the commander-in-chief.
That's it. And if you read, you know, of course, I quote the Military Times. I quote some other sources so people don't just think I dreamed this up. But you don't have to look far to see it. You know, if you look at even the L.A. Times, that's what I love, the L.A. Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people would call it a rag. I'm not going to go that far. But even the L.A. Times, you look at it, and they talk about the strategy that the Veterans Administration has used for a long time. And they've used it, of course, under the direction of administration, but that there's a strategy they've used already to deny veterans their right to keep and bear arms based on their inability to manage their own financial affairs.
Right.
So it's easy. It's not conspiracy thought. It's easy to see this expanding to include PTSD, and the veterans are scared to death about it. They should be scared. Not because it's right, but they should be scared because this administration is untrustworthy, and that's a shame.
Well, there's nothing conspiratorial about this because you go on to point out in this piece the Social Security beneficiaries who are using someone to handle their finances that we pointed out on this program when it first became known that this was yet another Obama administration tactic to come after grandma and grandpa simply because they didn't feel like handling their own finances anymore and maybe wanted to turn it over to their son.
Right, right.
I mean,
I mean, I've yet to read a story, and I read the, and I know you do too, but I read these stories constantly because I have to write on them, constantly digging, constantly reading, seeking the details. I've yet to read a story about an individual who carried out a mass shooting, a high-profile shooting, anything like that, and that individual is a Social Security beneficiary who couldn't manage his or her own affairs. I mean,
Wait a minute. The terrorists in San Bernardino weren't?
No. I mean, I know it's strange, but not true. As a matter of fact, your point, see, the point is this gun control doesn't even work. And so what he's doing, Obama is expanding it on the back end, just making sure that everyone who can be denied the right to keep and bear arms is denied the right. And so it's not even used as a control on crime. It's used as a limitation on the exercise of freedom. And that's a slap in the face.
It's un-American. And I'm going to leave it at that. Perfect place to take a break. It's flat out un-American. A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning Second Amendment journalist from Breitbart News. We will be right back for the remainder of this hour. And it's a good one. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Yeah, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back. I want to apologize. I am fighting a cold here, so if you hear me cough or something, you might notice I cut my mic off once in a while. That's for your benefit. I can promise you that. So welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I got an email here from Rob Voss in Canton, Ohio. Mark, at 9:50 into the show, you mentioned a new survey on the economy of firearms. Would you please give the URL one more time? I certainly will. That's what I was talking about from John Lott. So let's go ahead and give you that right now. And the what we want you to do, what John is asking you to do, Dr. Lott, Fox News contributor, New York Times best-selling author, More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition. And you will also see him on television and also know him as the head of and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, or crimeresearch.org, is he's asking us to download this paper. The more of us that download it, the more effective it's going to be. Economists and criminologists' view on guns, crime, suicides, and right to carry concealed handgun laws. That website is papers.ssrn.com. papers.ssrn.com. And we'll give that out throughout the remainder of the broadcast. Also, I need to send you real quick over to USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir. Activate your USCCA membership now for your shot, pun intended, don't you love that, to win today's Gun a Day giveaway through the month of February. These things are wildly successful, and you get three chances to win a Pendleton gun safe, $8,000 a piece. These safes are off the hook cool. I don't know of any other way to describe them. But today's gun giveaway, you have 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 0 seconds right now, 2 hours and 25 minutes from the sound of my voice, if you're listening to the program live, to win this gun by activating a membership to Walther PPK. It's an absolute classic. I do believe 007 carried that gun. So get you in the running for that gun. USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Let's go back to the great A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. You can read everything he writes about the Second Amendment and your right to bear arms at Breitbart.com. And why wouldn't you? It's crazy not to. A.W.R., I want to go back and keep this theme of evil running through here. You and I spoke just a little bit ago about the Kalamazoo. And you've got a piece up running again right now. Six killed in Kalamazoo shootings. Suspect, quote, in your headline, has no known criminal history. Look, we understand terrorism. We understand what terrorists are trying to do. They're trying to terrorize us. We understand their motives, right, to a certain extent. How do you deal with someone whose motives you don't understand, who has no known criminal history, that for whatever reason just starts driving around murdering for apparently the fun of it?
Right. Well, the only way you can deal with it is be prepared. And, you know, even a criminal has to jump on you at different times in this life, but he certainly has to jump on you many more times if you're not prepared. But, you know, there's so many lessons in this, and this is still a developing story. I mean, we know numerous things about this guy, but there are numerous things we don't know. But the one thing, as you point out, we know he has no known criminal history. Now, what does that mean? That means there's no reason he couldn't buy a gun. There's no reason he couldn't pass a background check as long as there was no mental history. And, of course, there wasn't, because he was also an Uber driver, and he passed a background check for Uber. So there wasn't any history there that would keep him from buying a gun. So what this does to me is it shows me two things. One, be prepared, because evil can strike at any moment, and you might not anticipate the one who carries it out. Two, it shows me, again, gun control is futile, especially background checks. Background checks are largely a lie. As your friend and my friend Larry Pratt would point out, they're unconstitutional, but they are a lie in this way. They're presented as a way to keep the American people safe. What the American people many times fail to understand is that a background check checks background. That means it looks at history. It can't predict the future. And numerous people who have evil intentions but no criminal history pass a background check to acquire a gun, and then they carry out their evil whenever they're ready to do it. Gabby Gifford's gunman, Jared Loftner, he did that. He passed a background check, got his gun, then he shot her. You look at the shooter at the community college in Oregon. He did that. He passed a background check, then he went to community college. You look at the Santa Barbara shooter. You look at both shooters at Fort Hood. I could go on and on and on. The Kalamazoo shooter shows us, one, be prepared. Evil can strike at any time. But he shows us, two, that gun control can't be trusted to keep us safe. And this constant push, this insatiable push for gun control by people like Mark Kelly and Gabby Giffords and others, it's ridiculous. We should reject them. We should reject their ideas as lunacy and understand that we are safest when we're free, because when we're free, we have the guns we need to defend ourselves. That's what we need to fight for.
You know, there are two things. You bring up two great points. Let me hit both of them real quick. Number one, gun control. Let's point out that it is a violation of Uber policy for a driver to have a gun in their own vehicle. That's your own vehicle.
Right.
And it's a violation of their policy to have a gun in your own vehicle while you are contracted and working for Uber. Now, we saw how effective that was, didn't we? Because this man was driving for Uber, and he was in his vehicle, I guess, on the clock, murdering people. Do we know that to be the case right now? I know this is a developing story.
It's developing. We don't know for sure if he was still on the clock, but we do know that there were frightened passengers who were in a car with him at some point just prior to the shootings, and they called 911 on him because of how haphazardly and crazy he was driving. So there's a very thin line between when he was on the clock and when he was off of it, if that line even exists. But because it's still a developing story, that's as far as I'll go. But your point is still dead on. he's barred from having a gun in that car while he's on the clock, period. And it appears it had little effect.
Well, let's flip it over. Now you're an Uber driver. It's against Uber policy for you to have a gun on your person as an Uber rider in an Uber car on the clock. And let's face facts. Cab driving, and I'll just call it what it is. Uber, my ride sharing in today's world, I still say pound four instead of hashtag four because it's the pound sign as far as I'm concerned. But the fact of the matter is, driving a cab is one of the most dangerous jobs in America.
Right.
And how are you going to keep somebody from getting in your vehicle? It's fruitless.
Right.
So flip this both ways.
Equally crazy, the Uber rule bars you as a passenger from having a gun with you for self-defense, even if you have a concealed carry license.
Right.
So now in light of this killer in Kalamazoo, how are you going to feel in your next Uber car? You have to get in it gun-free and trust that he or she is going to be sensible, not me. If I ride, unless they pat me down before I get in, there's a good chance that I'll have a 9 on me.
Yeah, I like the 9. I was just looking at a SIG today. Ooh, and yesterday, too. I didn't pull the trigger, so to speak.
Yep.
But I did get in a text conversation with George the Mad Ogre Hill about some pricing, though. So we might have to look at that because that SIG is a really, really nice gun. But that's okay. A Glock 17 is usually on my hip at all times. Day and night. Yeah, I even carry it at home. Isn't that just crazy? We all know home invasions never happen. Hey, listen, when we come back from this break, Sean, how much time do we have here?
30 seconds.
About what? About 30 seconds? Okay, so we'll carry us in. AWR, I got to get into the political weeds with you here. What just happened in South Carolina? What happened with Bush? Since you and me spoke last week, there's been some big changes out on the, I hate to use the political term, but the trail. Bush out yesterday. We now see this race shaping up three ways. And I'm starting to see a little bit less on the gun control front. Or is it just me? I don't know. But I'm not hearing it as much from the lunatic left as I have been over the course of the past 3 to 4 months. Maybe it's just me, I don't know, but we'll get into the political weeds with AWR Hawkins, Armed American Radio's political analyst and amazing columnist at Breitbart News. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
All right, safest radio studios in all of America. That much I can promise you. That much I can promise you. Let me go direct to AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst. AWR, you got so much stuff up on Breitbart. I want to get into the political weeds with you here. But before we do, you got a story about Gavin Newsom. I can't stand this guy. Shamelessly, and your headline reads, campaign, Gavin Newsom shamelessly exploiting terror for gun control. Again, today, dated today. What gives with this lunatic now?
Well, nothing really gives. You know, he's pushing that initiative. He wants to ban high-capacity magazines in the state, and he wants to create... I mean, this is so ignorant. He wants to create a background check system for ammunition purchasers. The way I like to cover this, just so people get it right off the bat, it doesn't take hardly any thinking to get this. What he wants to do is mandate that everyone has to use the same size magazines that Elliot Rodger used to carry out his Santa Barbara shooting spree. Elliot Rodger only used 10-round magazines. That's all he used. He overcame not having high-capacity magazines by having 41 10-round magazines. But nonetheless, he used 10-round magazines. So that's what Newsom wants to create to keep people safe. And he also wants to create a whole new system so that if you go into the Walmart or you go to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy a box of 22 or 9mm or whatever, you have to go through a background check. And there will be – it's inadvertent. It's going to happen in California – there will be an accompanying registration database that will go with that in time. It may be in 2 months. It may be in a year, but it's California. We've already seen with California, universal background checks for guns led to registration, led to confiscatory laws. Confiscation is legal in in California as far as guns go. It'll be the same cycle with ammunition. That's what he's pushing.
Well, you're right. This is a Petri dish. I don't know of any other way to describe California. It's nothing but a Petri dish. It's spaghetti agenda, man. Throw the crap at the wall, see what sticks, grow it over here in a Petri dish, and whatever they can cook up, you know, they cook up. Just absolutely ridiculous. But this is the model they want. Isn't it fair to say, AWR, that this is the model they want for the rest of America?
Oh, no doubt. No, California is California. It's its own mess. At the same time, it's somewhat of a blueprint for what the Democrats want to do at the federal level. So, yeah, you're exactly right. And proof of that is this. We hear Democrats all over the country, and Obama was right there at the lead. They'll talk about the San Bernardino shooting. It wasn't a shooting. It was a terror attack. Yes, they used guns, but it was a terror attack. But what no one talks about is that California has universal background checks. They have gun registration. They have all these other laws that we're not even going to go into. None of them worked. None of them were effective to stop that incident from taking place. But the Democrats ignore that. Their response to gun control failure is what? More gun control.
More gun control. So, you know, dude, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. It's never enough with these cats. Look, I've asked the question before. I may have asked you, but I'll be redundant because the answer is important. Look, I heard Larry Pratt going toe-to-toe with Shannon Watts from Every Town for Gun Safety on NPR. And was, I mean, just coming out of my skin, because here's what I heard her say. Well, while background checks are a great start, and his executive actions, referring to Obama's newest executive actions, are a great place to start, it's not the Holy Grail. So we have a lot of work to do. So I'm screaming at myself, then what is the Holy Grail? What is the Holy Grail? The fact is, it's just one thing after another. You give them an inch, they're going to take a 2-inch. You give them 3 inches, they want 6 inches, and on down the road. Do you believe, AWR, that if we gave them background checks, universal background checks, whatever the heck they want to call it, that they would just dry up, say thanks, and go away?
No, because they didn't do it in California. I'll tell you what else. They haven't done it in Oregon. I have a piece up right now. Gabby Giffords pushed universal background checks in Oregon last year. They passed. And guess what? Less than a year later, she's in Oregon, was in Oregon on Friday, and arguing that those are not enough. Now they need to expand the number of people that are barred from gun possession, and they need to put gun storage laws in place. See, in 2000, they ended the quote-unquote gun show loophole. You and I know that's non-existent. But in 2000, they passed a law in Oregon to do that. In 2015, they passed universal background checks. Less than a year later, Gabby Giffords says it's not enough. If you can't look at that, listeners, I'm speaking to you. If you can't look at that and realize that it is an insatiable drive in these people, that they'll never be satisfied, then maybe you don't deserve to own a gun. Maybe I don't deserve to own a gun if we can't look at that and learn a lesson. We have to stand up to these people. You do it by being a member of a group that fights, and you do it by calling your senators, your representatives, and you wear them out with phone calls, emails, Twitter, Facebook, constantly. You wear them out, and you tell them, defend your rights. Don't cave on your rights.
Oh, man, well said, brother. I don't know. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. We're in a mess. We're in a pickle. The only way to get out of it is to pick the phone up. It's that simple. I mean, hey, you know what? Write a letter, lick a stamp, and follow it up with a phone call. Man, you got to get active, and this is it. This is crunch time now. All right, speaking of politics, let's go there with what time we have left. We've got about 2.5 or 3 minutes. What the heck do you make of what happened in South Carolina and Jeb Bush bailing out of this campaign? Now you got Trump, Cruz, and Rubio for, let's be real, it's those three. The other two are inconsequential at this point. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I mean, barring anything unforeseen, I believe Trump will win it all as far as the Republican nomination goes. But see, the unforeseen part is the key. Because the Republican establishment is going to throw everything they have behind Rubio, try their best to trip up Trump. They despise both Trump and Cruz. And so Cruz supporters, that's the only reason I'm not mentioning him. But Trump or Cruz is a nightmare for the establishment. They're going to throw everything they can behind Rubio, try somehow to push him through on Super Tuesday. But I don't see a way that they're going to beat Trump. That's my opinion, and someone else may be able to show me why I'm wrong. I don't see a way they're going to do it. I believe Trump has built the coalition that the establishment should have built, but they couldn't build it
right,
because they were too busy having cocktail parties and shaking each other's hands at the country club weekend in, weekend after weekend after weekend. While they've been doing that, Trump, the multi-billionaire, has been down amongst the people saying, here's the deal. I'll build the wall. I'll protect the Second Amendment. I will put in a Scalia-like judge or justice on the Supreme Court, and so on and so forth. He's been carrying the people's message while the establishment, who knows what they've been doing. They don't deserve to win. My personal hope is that a Trump win or a Cruz win will destroy the establishment, and we can start from scratch. That's my personal hope. That's my opinion. But that's where I think we are.
Well said, and I believe that's what's getting ready to happen to the establishment. They just don't see it coming. That's why we've got the wind underneath. That's why, I should say we. That's why Donald Trump has the wind underneath his wings, because he is in and amongst the people. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. We'll talk to you next week here on Armed American Radio Network, the nation. Across the country listening to the program today. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, award-winning Second Amendment journalist. Thanks, AWR, for everything you do. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And never, please, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America coming up next. Oh, a good one. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.